Greetings, social media wombles. This little audio blog is Snapchat versus Instagram stories. I know a lot's been said about it, but I thought I'd just share with you this dilemma that I've got right now. I am about to find out about the venue provisions for an event that I'm doing in September called High Growth Summit, HGEM16. And what I want to do with my media is to start telling the story of how this event is coming together. Now, the intention of this is for me to share this on my Twitter and my Facebook and also with the event hosts themselves so that they can start generating a conversation around the progression of the event with their audience. So my job is not necessarily to engage their audience, but to start to help them take the journey through media and tell that story to their audience. I will be interjecting, I'll be part of the team, I'll be contributing to that dialogue, I'll be engaging people at each stage through Eventbrite. I will be starting to identify who is digital audience and who is physical audience, because at a point those audiences will require slightly different attentions. Those that are going to attend the venue will get taken by the event host. And those that are attending online, and this isn't just people who are going to randomly watch the live stream, this is the audience who have expressed an interest in taking part in this event through the internet. And those will be my audience, and I will be their eyes and ears and feet on the ground. So Instagram versus Snapchat. I discovered Snapchat probably at the beginning of the year, and I discovered Snapchat stories. And what I really liked about Snapchat stories is that over a 24-hour period, I can put together a little scrapbook of what I'm doing. I can animate them. I can put some writing on. I can, you know, I can just do that, and I can do that in real time. At the end of the day, I can see who has looked at each of those, but also I can download that story, and then I can save that story as a small movie that can then be uploaded to YouTube. It can be uploaded to anywhere, it can be put into a archive ready for me to use in any media that I like. So that's what I like about Snapchat, the ability to give me real-time building of dynamic media. Okay, however, we have Instagram stories, which have appeared on the scene. Now, Instagram stories, on the face of it, does exactly what Snapchat does. However, Instagram stories, although they disappear in 24 hours, they don't have the ability to download the entire day as a Snap story or as an Insta story. You can only download them individually. Now, that for me is a problem. However, and this is my dilemma, what about the audience? Now, I have an Instagram audience who I really like and engage far, far better than the audience I've been able to generate on Snapchat. And Snapchat audience I'll deal with another time, but this is my dilemma. Do I engage in the Instagram arena where I know there's people looking, I know people are going to look it, I will probably get more tweets. However, at the end of the day, I won't have the piece of media that I know that I will be able to extract and use from Snapchat. And lucky for you guys, having come over to Grantham to meet the event organiser of High Growth Summit, it's an opportunity for me to meet up with my mum, who I don't get to see very often. So she has just arrived back. Thank you very much for listening. I'm at PCM Creative. Do follow me on Twitter. Do find me on Snapchat. I'm the same there. And Instagram. And also, I'm trying to build my YouTube channel, so please subscribe to my YouTube.